Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.
Now, if someone told you they'd bought a tank on eBay, you might think they had more money than sense. But in the case of Nick Mead, there's a lot of sense because it's his business, and now possibly quite a lot of money too. Nick, good afternoon to you.
Hello, how are you?
First, can you tell us about your business, Tanks A Lot? What do you actually do in that business?
Well, we've been going about 25 years and people come from all over the world to have a go at driving a tank. You can either come on your own and crush your car and drive a few tanks, or you can do a kind of a corporate event, or we do these mixed days where the general public come along and they kind of compete in a fun competition to win a car crush.
Right.
But really anything with tanks. We've got a tank limo, a tank hearse, we've got a pink one, got about 150.
Crikey. Now, where do you generally source the tanks from?
Generally, it would be the British MOD as they wind down on numbers, or they kind of upgrade, and we buy sometimes war reserves that are in nice condition, sometimes stuff that's beyond economical repair, and we throw them back together ourselves.
Right, but this particular tank you saw for sale on eBay, I assume that's unusual. What?
It was on eBay, yes. Yeah.
Is that unusual?
No, I often buy tanks on eBay.
Right, okay. But presumably you're looking on eBay that it's within Britain, you don't have to import it or anything, or do you do that too?
I haven't got involved in the importing, but I have bought many tanks that have recently been imported. But the actual thing of bringing, I have exported, I've sold tanks abroad, but funny enough, I haven't bought aboard and bought them in.
Right. Now, tell us about this particular tank. It was a Russian tank, as I understand.
Well, it's a Russian tank, but the Russians and the Chinese were friendly at one time, and they sort of built a factory with the help of the Russians. They were building a Russian design tank in China, and obviously they built a lot of them, and I think they sold about 1,500 to Iraq.
Right, okay. And this particular model of tank, what's it called, and kind of how big is it?
It's a T-54/69.
Right. Is in tank hierarchy, is that a monster tank, a midland tank, a small tank?
Well, tanks generally are a bit heavier than that, but the Russians like to keep their stuff a little bit lighter, a bit more power. They're not so much worried about crew safety. They more want big gun, fast, and good power to weight ratio.
Right, okay. So when you buy a tank like this, I assume that there's kind of upkeep you'll have to, or a certain amount of work you'll have to do with it.
Well, this was a scruffy old girl. It had been used in, the Iraqi army had obviously well used it, and it had bullet marks all over it, and there was a few bits missing. But it would start and run backwards and forwards, but it wasn't good on the steery part.
Right, okay. So presumably then when you took delivery of it, you had to start taking it apart.
Well, there was one or two dents where it had been kind of shunted by other tanks, and I kind of cut them bits out and replaced the steel. And I did like that original kind of patina of going to wartime and all marks, and, you know, it looked good. But after I'd repaired these bits and painted them in red oxide and put a bit of sand yellow on them, it didn't half stand out. And I thought, well, I'm never going to match that paint. And it was winter, and I didn't like plodding around the fields getting my Wellingtons muddy. So I did a bit more and a bit more. And in the end, I thought, well, we might as well do the whole bloody thing, really.
Right. So was it that process that led you to cutting a hole in the fuel tank?
No. What happened was we were basically one by one sort of taking the external auxiliary tanks off, because there was all kind of mud rammed down the bottom of behind them, and they'd gone like concrete, and there was all sort of old bullet empty shell cases in there. And then we found a live one, and we rang the police and said that we found this live 50 cal, well, it wasn't 50, 12.7, huge bullet. And they come along and took it away in a little polythene bag and said thank you very much. And on the last fuel tank, which they were empty, these external ones, it should have been quite easy for two people, even girls, my sister and my girlfriend, they did kind of get involved in the restoration as well, believe it or not. And they were like lugging this off, and it was too heavy. So one of my guys goes out there with a big kind of crowbar and puts it underneath and starts to lift it. And that's when he saw a square hole chopped in the bottom of the tank. And he thought, hey, what's going on here? And he came in the office and said, look, Nick, we found a very heavy fuel tank with a hole cut in the bottom. I think you ought to video it, because it's probably guns. I mean, that's the kind of urban myth that you bring back your souvenirs in your, yes. You know. And I thought, here we go. So anyway, I did a little kind of selfie saying, we've got Todd coming, you know, he's found some guns, I better go and, you know, transparency. It's all about transparency. So yeah. Anyway, I went out there and filmed the whole thing.
Right.
And it wasn't guns. It was gold.
It was gold. How many gold bars?
5.
My word. And were they shiny? Was it immediately apparent it was
gold? Yeah, they were beautiful.
How heavy is a gold bar?
It's as much as you want to lift with one hand, and I'm quite a physical bloke.
Yeah.
A woman would want to hold it with 2 hands.
Right. And were there any markings on the gold bar where it might indicate where it came from?
There were some teeth marks on one end where Todd tested the authenticity. No, he didn't bite it, not even Todd. No, nothing at all. They were very roughly made. It looks like your typical kind of just poured into a kind of an ingot mould and then blobbed out again.
Right, and given what you know of the history of this tank, where do you think it might have come from?
Well, that's part of the interesting thing. I think that more and more of the interest of the history will evolve on this tank, because the original markings probably denoting the name of the tank. I mean, it's all in kind of italic scripty kind of Arabic writing, but I've got pictures of all that, so maybe we'll really find out what it did. But I would imagine there's every chance that was gold that was captured during the Iraqi Kuwaiti war, and I'd like to think that that crew just drove it straight through a jeweler's shop, jumped out, filled their helmets, and going, yee-haw, jumping around, thinking we'll never work again, and then at a later date, while having lunch, put a billy can on the fire, warmed it up well, melted everything, and poured it into ingots they'd made in wet sand.
And so what did you do with the gold bars then?
Well, we weren't really quite sure what to do, but I thought probably the best thing, keeping a big lump of gold around the place is not a good idea. And a lot of people had seen us fish it out. My kids were sending videos to, you know, texts and things to friends and goodness knows what. And I thought the best thing we can do is just report it to the authorities.
Yeah. And what did the authorities say?
Well, they took it away and they're kind of, well, give us a receipt and basically they'll come back to us with what they know soon. But I've done my homework, and apparently gold has a bit of a fingerprint, and you can tell where it was mined, if it was American or Canadian or Middle East, or it's all a slightly different colour, and it's all a different, you know. If it's made out of scrap, then the mixture of scrap from that bunch of gold would be a bit of a different mixture of scrap from another bunch of gold. So it is somewhat traceable.
Now, roughly speaking, this is about £2 million worth of gold.
Well, we did our maths, and Todd, who's an ex-stockbroker, reckons it's about £1,300 an ounce, 16 ounces to the pound, 72 pound of gold. We would reckon it would be about 1.3-ish or something like that.
Okay. That's not
probably going up.
That's not to be sneezed at. Now,
enough to buy a new pair of shoes, by the way.
Is there any indication that they might get in contact with you and say, we don't know where this gold came from, or we can't repatriate it anyway, so it's yours?
No, none at all yet. It might be a finder's fee thing. I'm not sure about this treasure trove thing. I think that more relates to finding Roman gold coins.
The guy you bought it off must be gutted.
Well, we're in conversation every now and again. I mean, he's a tanky man as well. When we you know, bounce ideas off repairs and that, we have had a good old joke about it. And I think he took it very well.
you'd kind of have to, really, wouldn't you?
He was just amazed. And I said, well, if you had repainted it, would you have took the external fuel tanks off? And he went, well, no. I would have just kind of fluffed it up a bit, maybe give it a power wash and... But there we go. I could see the external fuel tanks, where all this wet sand and earth was down the back of them. I thought they're going to be well rusty. We'd be lucky if they've got the bottoms in them.
Yeah.
And they weren't bad, but when I'd actually needle gunned them, there was pinholes in them. You know, there were pinholes. So they all had to be welded up, and then some of them had been skinned with fiberglass. And even this one that we found the gold in, we will put a skim of fiberglass over the bottom of it. Like, but, a bit like a boat.
Yeah, but you still have the tank, I suppose, and, you know, people will want to ride in the tank.
They certainly will. It's a famous tank already.
It is indeed. Nick, thanks very much for speaking with us today. That's Nick Mead, their owner of Tanks A Lot.
Moncrief. with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big cheque for the delivery guy? GasNetworks.ie/movetogas.